Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Breaking News Journal. You are going to be excited with this program that we have on today. We have the special creator of The Matrix 1, 2, 3, and 4, and maybe even 5, you know, and her name is Sophia Stewart. You're going to want to know more about what's going to happen so you can fill the theaters in every state and every country with The Matrix, and we have her with us now. But before we talk to her, because she's going to take up all the time we have today to talk about The Matrix, her book, and what happened to her in Hollywood, but we want you to know that this program is brought to you by the New Climax in Denver, Colorado, the event center that I hope will host an event like The Matrix. They are doing wonderful things there in the heart of Denver, the Mile High City, I should say. Anyway, Sophia Stewart is the creator of The Matrix. She is the author of the new book that's out, The Evolution of Consciousness, The Third Eye, and The Matrix 4, The Cracking the Genetic Code. And I am so glad to have her with us today. Sophia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you doing?
I am doing just fine. It's so wonderful to have you on the program today because we had spent some time together, and it was just a joyous time that we had together a few days ago, and it's an honor having you with us. I mean, we're going to get down to the whole program of what's happening with you, how you got started with the creation of The Matrix and what's going on in Hollywood. We just have a whole lot to talk about, so let's get to it. How did you get started with the creation of The Matrix and what has happened in Hollywood?
Well, for one thing, I want to tell people I'm the writer of The Matrix and Terminator, and my book is, the first book is called The Third Eye, and the second book is called Matrix 4, Cracking the Genetic Code. It's the fourth installment of The Matrix series, and I wrote a script treatment in a book, the script treatment by the same name, The Third Eye. And I was at USC Film School in 1980, and when I started shopping my work in 1981 to Fox, 20th Century Fox Studios, and then, of course, I shot my script treatment in the book to the Wachowskis in the summer of 86. And this is what the studio do. They just take your work, book, treatments, plays, or whatever, and adapt them to the screen. And they don't create anything. They don't invent anything. It's the writers. The writers are the most phenomenal individuals that you see when you look at TV and you see sitcoms and you see movies on the screen, plays, and all this stuff. It comes from the writers.
And
all a script is just camera directions, and anybody can write the camera directions. But a writer creates the concept, the plot, the characters, develop the characters, the theme, and a beginning, a middle, and an ending of a whole complete story, or an epic. And in my case, I wrote an epic story. It was called, what I wrote was the the second coming of Christ, the evolutions of consciousness, man versus machine. In other words, if Christ came back to the earth in the future, he'll be up against nanotechnology and the machine. So when you see Terminator, Terminator is the prequel to the Matrix. Matrix is Latin for womb. It's mentioned five times in the Bible, in the King James' Bible. Exodus 34th chapter, 19th verse, God says he who opens up the matrix, which is the womb, the children coming out of the womb are his, they're mine, meaning they're born with souls. And that man would have the knowledge of God and start feeding his own children, which are the machines, clones, nanotechnology, born without souls. And so when you see in Terminator, Terminator is the microchip cyborg, not an H.G. Wells old Iron Age concept, clunkety clunk, but a microchip. If you look at your computer now, they're not metal. They are actually microchips. We're in the digital age, and that's what I was born in. H.G. Wells was born in the Iron Age, and he saw machines as metal, robots. I was born in the digital age, and so therefore I see machines as clones, microchips, cyborgs, naked without shame. Naked without shame because they don't even know that they are machines.
And you have a photo. You have a photographic memory too, don't you? You have a photographic memory.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So that's
I have
why,
a photographic memory.
Because, honey, you're way beyond what I can think about and comprehend. I can't believe you came up with the stuff that you did come up with, because this is fascinating to a lot of people. Before we got on the air, one of my reporters in Arizona said that he was on, just happened to be on talking about the Matrix, and he said people were saying, people are already asking, is there going to be a Matrix 4? Because he didn't think there was going to be a Matrix 4 because it already ended. And I want you to give the cliffhanger to what's going on with it. If you like, if you think you want to talk about it, you can, what's going on.
It'll be my pleasure to inform him and the world that, Matrix 4 is the fourth installment, and yes, there will be a Matrix 4 movie. And that it did not end, that Matrix 2 and 3 was just a bad dream that Neo and Trinity shared together because they're soulmates. And so Matrix 4 opens up actually showing the Matrix 2 and 3 as disjointed dream, as a disjointed dream. And they wake up, Trinity and Neo, and start talking about it. And the saga continues with even... it has outclipped the Matrix 1. It carries on like it's right behind Matrix 1. And 2 and 3 doesn't even exist anymore except for it's a dream state. And Neo and Trinity never died. They just had a dream. And so when you read the book, and you get the book, Matrix 4, it's on my website, MatrixTerminator.com. That's my website, MatrixTerminator.com. Or those who prefer Amazon.com can buy the hard copy from there, and you can get the e-books and the hard copy from me. It's your preference. But for all the Matrix and Terminator fans, which is about 3 billion Matrix and Terminator fans on the globe.
3 billion fans?
That's right. It's 3 billion Matrix and Terminator fans globally. Old countries like China and Russia and Korea, they all love the Matrix. London, Mexico, I get Peru, Australia. There are calls and emails and letters and stuff from around the globe. In fact, in Italy, in France, the Italians want it translated. And so does the French people. So, yes, and we're getting ready to go on a higher platform where it can be translated into many languages. Because, yes, there's 3 billion people. There's about 7 billion people on the globe. globally, and there are about 5 billion people that are using smartphones, tablets, iPods, iPads, and so forth, digital downloading show with Apple and iTunes and stuff like that. So, yeah, we have 3 billion Matrix and Terminator fans, and we have to go on another platform so all of them can be satisfied and they can get their next fix of the Matrix, Matrix 4 installment.
Wow, this is going to be really exciting. So I have some small business questions from people who are small business owners and stuff. They want to know how they can be a part of promoting the Matrix 4 in their different states and stuff like that, and also they want to know about the premieres and where they're going to be.
Yeah, well, I want to tell all the businesses that you can start advertising my website and Amazon link to those so people can start buying the books, getting prepared for the Matrix 4 movie. Now, the studios that is going to do the Matrix 4 movie is going to put out their own announcement on IMDb, and they're going to have premieres, and it probably will be in several areas. Probably is going to be some foreign, premieres of the Matrix because it's global, and it's billions of people love the Matrix and Terminator around the world. I mean, it's just endless love.
Wow.
So
if we can get you to Denver, if we can get you to Denver and Arizona and stuff to do something where they know you're coming in, would you do that? If we can get you that.
Well, I will definitely consider it for sure. All offers that come in. I will definitely, my team of lawyers and handlers and management and business people and agents will consider all requests, and we want to get out everything so everybody know what's coming. I did an interview this morning, a huge one, and then I got some major TV appearances that are going to come out where I'm going to be able to reach millions and millions of people all over the globe.
And I
do satellite interviews. I do satellite interviews all the time. So there's definitely a need and a love for the Matrix. And I want to give people a taste of Matrix 4 so they'll know what's coming in the book. I'm talking about nanotechnology that's 30 or 40 years up the road that hasn't even been seen on any movie screen or any television series or shows. But one thing in the future, the jails and the prisons are going to be too expensive to keep up with. Health care, food, guards, and so forth. So, in 30 to 40 years up the road, on Homeland Security has already read my book, NASA Scientists and Doctors. And the Homeland Security people want the technology that I'm introducing that is connected to the satellite. But in the future, we're going to have virtual penal system. I am talking about the holographic world that we're going into because our world is constantly changing, and the holograms and the clones are going to be very dominant in the new world and the new world to come. And in the future, we're going to have virtual penal systems, which if you have that little ankle monitor now on your leg with a chip in it that monitors your every action, that little chip is going to be, ankle chip is going to be replaced with a microchip the size of a pinhead into the delicate part of your brain where they're going to track you. You're going to be a walking, living tracking device where a Homeland Security or Skynet is going to be able to track you and videotape you, Google Earth you, and videotape you committing crimes in the future. They're going to be able to zoom in on you as you commit the crime, videotape you, photograph you, and all of this stuff. Because in the future, when you commit a felony, you will lose all of your constitutional rights. They will wheel you in on a gurney as an outpatient, and they will swab you and take your DNA, your nails, nail samples, hair samples, and your MOs, and videotape your body and scan it and put it in a database. And then they'll microchip you, and then they'll let you go. And you can go to Russia, you can go to New York City or Paris or wherever you want to go, and Google Earth and the new security, the new correction officers or new parole officers now will be tracking you via satellite by internet, and they will monitor you and all their charges through this asset. So jobs now, the new jobs are going to be going to the internet. I will have a virtual movie theater, and I'll explain that to you in a minute when I get to telling you about this virtual penal system. And so you can, they'll let you loose, and if you commit another crime, they will send a drone transporter to come pick you up. You won't even hear it. It'll be there like a black sphere. It'll open up like a giant claw. It'll suck you in and gas you on your trip back to Homeland Security. You will not be able to tamper with the transporter. You will not be able to mess with it or try to get it to go in another direction. And once it comes in, they will wheel you again back on the gurney, but this time they will insert these white laser rings around you. You know how you see the laser ring around Saturn, that virtual ring around Saturn? Well, now they're going to put these virtual white laser rings around you and your arms and your body suspended like a hula hoop. And when you move, they move. And if you catch somebody first, it's going to activate the ring, and the ring is going to cut off your arm or cut off your hand, and it's going to cauterize you so it will keep you from bleeding all at the same time.
Wow.
And if you try to run from the security, you know, from Homeland Security, then it will activate the rings and it will cut your legs off. And if you go out and you kill somebody, it will activate the ring and the ring will cut your head off. You in the future become your own judge, jury, and executioner. And this is in Matrix 4, everyone. Matrix 4 for the fourth installment of the Matrix. Because now technology, nanotechnology is so advanced that this technology and the machines are dominating and ruling the world.
Uh-huh.
And it is definitely taking charge of the people. But when you're in this virtual prison, being in the mall, you're able to walk and talk with people. And people seeing these white laser rings, they know that you're in jail or you're in prison. But if they so choose it, they can speak to you. You can talk to people, you can touch people, and you can go home, and your laser rings will suspend while you're in bed. But when you get up and you go out, they will automatically appear.
Wow, that is something else. You know what? Let's change it a little bit. I want everybody to know what happened to how James Cameron, the creator of supposed creator of the Titanic, tried to steal your work and stuff like that. And
James Cameron is not a creator of anything. James Cameron is not even a writer. In fact, anybody wants to see what James Cameron wrote and copyrighted was not the movie. James Cameron copyrighted a whole nother story about a hitman coming from the future to kill a woman, a shift chaser, some UFO story is what he created and copyrighted. So he has no copyrights to the Terminator, and he never wrote it and never created. What the Wachowski and James Cameron did and Warner Brothers was full day Houdini on you people in a Milli Vanilli was the singer who didn't sing anything. And Houdini is what, you know, the musicians do is create illusions for you to make you think something is going on. So that's why I said they pulled the Houdini and a Milli Vanilli on the people. The Wachowski brothers never had any copyrights. They never wrote anything. They tried to copyright an agreement. It's called the Matrix Agreement, and try to copyright the agreement and the title is what they try to give to Warner Brothers. But you cannot copyright a title, and you can't own a title. And like I told people, Matrix is in the Bible five times. It's Latin for womb. That's all made. A woman, the female or the feminine energy comes from the womb, because the womb is the womb of creativity. That's what, where babies are born. It's a time portal, and I'm talking about all this in Matrix 4. Womb and woman is where the woman in the Bible is coming from out of the rib of an Adam, A-T-O-M, mm-hmm. not an Adama. But when you mm-hmm. split an Adam, that's how you clone.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman is only part womb. That's where you see the word W-O, meaning womb, and M-A-N. So a woman is a man with a womb.
Mm-hmm.
One man, woman.
Mm-hmm.
And a man doesn't have a womb. That's why
mm-hmm.
he's just called man. He can't have any babies. Can't have any babies. He can change his appearance, but he can't change his sex and gender. He can
mm-hmm.
change his appearance. He can cut off his
yes, all those things,
penis or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, but he can put on grow his hair out long or put on wigs or whatever. And he can grow breasts instead because hormones will do that. Hormones will grow breasts on anything, even animals.
Mm.
But they're not real breasts that produce milk, and they're not
mm.
the breasts that babies will suckle.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all illusions because you can never be a woman or man unless you were born that way, or there are some people born with both sexes.
Right, right.
And they have hormones to back up. Sometimes the hormone is greater for the male sex, or the hormones is greater for the female,
mm-hmm.
and that's
mm-hmm.
how some people are trapped in a male body or a female body
mm-hmm.
because the doctor
mm-hmm.
made the wrong decision
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
he did away with the, the organ.
What of the heart or the body, yeah.
Stop testing to see which hormone dominated the body.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
all of this stuff is just technology and a lot of illusion.
Mm-hmm. And so what did James
yeah.
and what did he do? I mean, he actually was. I read just on your site that there were some other people that had written stuff, and he was bragging about the fact that he had actually stole other people's stuff. And then your stuff came up, and you guys and the FBI telling you what happened. I mean, you guys got on this case very fast.
Yeah, I want people to know that James Cameron got 10 or 12 lawsuits. Some of them have actually been closed on, dismissed on a summary judgment by the same judge that I had, Judge Marlowe. She's going around shutting down cases on a summary judgment on real copyright holders and saying that James Cameron created it independently without a copyright. How can James Cameron be in the business for 40 years and not realize that copyrights prove who got where when?
Exactly.
And back in the day, 20 years ago, the judges would call for the copyright to see who got there first. And
mm-hmm.
it also proves who is a fraud. So
mm-hmm.
how can he create something and supersede a copyright? That's why we
mm-hmm.
buy copyrights. And Judge
mm-hmm.
Morrow can only close down a case, which she did with my case, on a summary judgment by telling Bruce Isaac and him how to fix the case. Yes, he tells the lawyers, and my lawyers were present, teaching them how to fix the case against me, that if I didn't show up for a deposition, if they prevented me from doing a deposition, that she could close the case down on a summary judgment because there's no witness. Because if you don't have a witness, a judge can close your case down on a summary judgment.
Wow.
The thing to do and the smartest thing to do is to put in, when you file your amended complaint is to attach your evidence in with it, because she told Bruce Isaac and my lawyers that if they entered in the movies, which is evidence, then she couldn't shut the case down on a summary judgment because the evidence is the witness. You don't need a witness for evidence. That's why it's very important if someone steals your IP and you got the copyright, don't let your lawyers talk you out of it, because lawyers are bought out by these people. These are billion-dollar corporations, sometimes billion-dollar production companies that steal from you. And your rights to due process will not be violated. When you file your amended complaint, you attach your evidence and your copyright to the complaint immediately. Don't wait till discovery, because some of the judges that are crooked and bought out and paid bribes or blackmails will not let you go to trial. because they already know that you're going to win if you go to trial. This is with all criminal cases, any case. If you go to trial, you're going to win. They already know this. This is why the judges have these scripts and they tell the public defendants to have you to plea bargain out and take a lesser sentence, a lesser, you know, make a deal with you, because they know you, if you got evidence, you're going to win. Unequivocally. And this is violating people's rights to due process, because it's preventing you under the, from going to trial. Under the Constitution, you have a right to go to trial and be vindicated. That's right, and you're going to win if you get there. But they're going to make sure you don't get there, because they're shutting down cases before you even get there. They make sure they fix the scheduling order. They make sure if you go in there trying to defend your case on your own, they're going to fix the scheduling order against you so you won't be able to put in any discovery. Now, I won a $1 billion case over in Utah, December the 4th, 2012, without an attorney. I got the default judgment, and I just asked for $3 billion, which the judge told me I had to tally up the damages. They've entered, part of the judgment is already entered into the courts. The money damages have not been entered in. I just put in the evidence of the movies, the copyrights, and the evidence to prove that I wrote The Matrix and Terminator. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you see, you know, the famous term, everybody, I'll be back, that Arnold Schwarzenegger said, that's her work, everybody. This is her work. And you, I mean, I think that with the, you were going to settle for $150 million, but then the judge told you to go back and calculate it, and now you're worth billions.
What was the question again?
No, I said you were going to settle for like $150 million, because like you told me, you're not greedy or anything like that. But the judge told you to go back and calculate it and what it's really worth, and now you're worth billions. It's worth billions, all the billions, the work that has been done with the Terminator and your work. Now you're worth billions. I call you the $1 billion lady too.
It's true. I am the $1 billion lady because I own those copyrights. The government have awarded me the Matrix and Terminator copyrights, which I entered with the movies over into the Utah court. And if anybody doubts that there's a real court case, then you can look up the numbers, or I'll give you the case numbers. My contact information is on MatrixTerminator.com. I only
and I've seen
million.
All the paperwork.
Yeah, I only asked for $150 million. And the defendants did not rebuttal that. And the judge himself has no right to rebuttal it. So he tried to be smart by saying that for me to tally up the damages. He didn't understand that the damages was greater than what I was asking for.
Hello.
$150 million. They have made anywhere off of my work, they made anywhere from $35 to $100 billion. So $3 billion is nothing. I've got $3.5 billion in liens where I leaned up all their properties. And I own the copyrights and the trademarks to the Matrix and Terminator franchises. And the illusion that you guys are thinking and trying to, they put out all this lies and all this ignorance on the Internet and all these debates where none of them have ever called me a liar. None of them has ever said that I didn't write The Matrix and Terminator. And they own the media. They own the majority. All the studios are majorities of blocks and blocks of the media. And they're not calling me a fraud, a scam, a liar, or any of these things. It's just ignorance of who don't know what's going on or how the system is ran in Hollywood and how they steal and gag and how they buy out judges and lawyers and how they manipulate a whole system and people. How can people be in ignorance of this? I mean, you are...
That's because they don't know. You know, they don't get a chance to know exactly what you found out and stuff like that. They just didn't know who they were working with. So God blessed you with a memory that you know exactly what's going on, and you can find all the information that you need to find out. And that's just something that you, what you're giving to us, and especially a lot of young entrepreneurs, a lot of young entrepreneurs are listening to what you're talking about, and this is going to help them out. Listen, you have some callers. Do you want to take some calls? A couple of calls?
I would love to take some calls, please. Put them in.
Okay,
hold on
just a second. We got a caller in. I think we have one from 480 area code. Are you there?
Hi, Ruth. Yeah, hi, Ruth.
Hi. Hi.
Yeah,
you're talking to Miss Sophia Stewart.
Well, yeah, Ruth, it's Noel. I've been listening to a lot of what you're saying. I have to admit, I was a fan of The Matrix when it actually first came out, and I was able to actually pull up some other information. James Cameron has gotten himself into some hot water before because he got sued over Avatar.
Yes, he's got 10 or 12 cases against him, and the judges is shutting down the cases because a lot of money is involved. A lot of big investors have given James Cameron hundreds of millions of dollars for the next installment of Avatar. But he stole from so many people that the judges can't even shut down the cases fast enough. Other ones pop up. And then
stuff
is going to be tied up for years because every case that Judge Morrow shuts down, the lawyers are appealing. And the appeals can run in for years. See, James Cameron finally got what was coming to him. He finally got caught like all people. If you steal and you don't change your ways and you keep stealing, you get caught. It's the same way with anybody. You're dealing drugs out there and you don't stop and change your ways, you're going to get caught. You're gonna end up in prison.
What you sow is what you're going to receive.
Right, kill you for your turf. You know, it's the same with any kind of criminal act. You got to change your ways. But if you continue it, you're going to get caught. James Cameron got caught, my man. And this is really good because nobody believed he was a thief. And I have called him a thief many a times, and there was no slander suits. There was no rebuttal, and nobody,
How about that? Okay, well, you got another caller from the 678 call. Let's see if we can get a couple of calls in before we end the program. We have a caller in from the 678 area code. Are you there? They're probably listening, so we'll just hold on to that one, and then we'll just get to the next call out of we have 770 area code. Are you calling in to speak to Miss Sophia Stewart?
Hi, Miss Stewart.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, dear heart.
Good.
Well, how are you doing?
I was listening to you. You are so awesome. Oh, my goodness.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just, like, so taken by you. I am, like, I was a researcher for several years, but now that really wasn't my end calling. But listening to you is just amazing. Your mind is, like, very, I mean, it just can go anywhere. And I just love that about you. And I love The Matrix. Absolutely love The Matrix. And I was just telling Ruth the other day, because this is Jocasta.
Hi, Jocasta.
That, I was telling her the reason I bought my car a few years ago was because of The Matrix, because of when used the Cadillac in The Matrix. And I was like, and The Matrix was just so big for me, and everybody around me just absolutely loved The Matrix. But when listening to you talk about the about men can be with men, women can be with women, and the makeup of the body, I've had that discussion with so many people how, you know, like I think it was a while ago, back in like the 70s or 60s, there were other children, and I'm sure they're born like that now, but other children, men were born with uteruses and things like that, but the doctors just removed that, and the parents never told them. So the man did not understand why he wanted to be with another guy, why he had this issue, you know. But it was because once one guy found out that his mom finally told him, you know, what he was born with, and he was actually able to be at peace with himself, but he had tried to kill himself like 9 times. So
a lot of this, right, a lot of that can be treated with hormones, you know, when people, you know, it can be treated. But what it is been a lot of ignorance And this is what causes a lot of people to have pain and to kill themselves, to do things, and they don't understand what's going on. Because if anybody have a hormone imbalance in their body, they're going to be warring with themselves, with their physical body, and what they perceive to be inside of them. But I'm not going to go, I'm going to leave that at another day for another medical doctor to explain all that and scientists. But I'm trying to give people an idea of the matrix and what they expect when they get the book. And that my book, the Third Eye book and Matrix 4 book, validates who really wrote the Matrix and Terminator. The people who lie to the people have no book, never written a book, and they don't even do interviews to explain the Matrix and Terminator. I'm the only person that gets to explain my work. And I mean that
you are.
I'm the one
and I can't wait. I can't wait to go.
5,000.
Well, I think that this is fascinating. We have the I have the book right here, and we are starting to get into it right now, you know, because this is really I'm really proud of you, Sophia, for standing, you know, standing your ground. This was something that this is encouraging all of us, you know, all of us who are out there getting ready to get into media and film and meet with us getting ready to start the Breaking News Journal TV channel. And all of his programs, and Jocasta is a part of that because we're doing a program down in Atlanta, Georgia, with the Virtuous Woman. This is encouraging me. It helps me to look out for a lot of serious things that people will try to pull on you, and we're not going to be tolerating that kind of thing. So this is really been encouraging having you on Breakthrough Journal today so that you could talk to us about those things. Give us the information, the information on how to get your book and to watch out for different programs you've been on. Because you've been in the Wall Street Journal. You've been in all kind of programs and stuff like that. Where are you getting ready to go now? I know your itinerary is very full, but we've been honored to have your presence today.
Well, I'm getting ready to do major television interviews. That's what I was telling people, basically. But I'm getting ready to do these major television interviews so they can actually, you know, get ready to see me on live on television. So it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be phenomenal because I'm going to reach millions and millions of people. And it's going to be very informative. And then, you know, then, of course, it's really to build up the fact that the movie is going to be coming out when it's going to be in pre-production. The whole thing is really to satisfy the Matrix and Terminator fans to read Matrix 4 so they can anticipate the movie and for fans to go into the Third Eye book, and start looking at the movies in chronological order, you know, like the 3-4 Terminator movies. The three Terminator movies actually goes into the Matrix, three Matrix movies, and then it explains everything when you start seeing them in chronological order. Then you'll know that Neo's mother is Sarah Connor is Neo's mother, that J.C. John Connor's Jesus Christ shows up to be Neo and in the Matrix, and Neo is just an anagram for a sneaky way of calling him the One, N-E-O-O-N-E. One and the same. It's the journey of Neo or the path of the One or the path of Neo and the journey of the One.
Amen.
And that's why
the
Christ is called the One.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? I think this is we're getting ready to start a long relationship anyway, so Sophia and I, you guys, because she's been talking to my husband, and she wants to do a comedy. Can you believe that, of our lives? And so we're talking about that kind of thing. We're getting ready to do that. Sophia is never out of ideas, and we thought that she was joking, but she, with a mind like that, I think we're honored to be working with her and everything. And I just think that you have done a wonderful job, Sophia, and I'm looking forward to the success and being at those premieres and everything else with you, and I just look forward to us having a wonderful time together, and I thank you for the new friendship.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome.
And we'll talk later, because I do have to talk to you about something that we talked about over the weekend, and I look forward to us getting together again soon, too. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for bringing on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Come rain, come shine. I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.